An ominous show of force on Lisa Brady, Fox News. As Russia attacks multiple Ukrainian cities, President Putin may be preparing to launch another phase in the capital with a massive convoy.
We're getting some new satellite images from Maxar Technologies indicating that that Russian convoy approaching Kyiv is actually now 17 miles long. According to these images, this convoy is just 15 miles from the Ukrainian capital. Missile strikes targeting this city once again. Small arms fire in the distance. This city will have to brace for days of fighting in what could be very bloody urban warfare.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. Ukraine now applying to join the European Union as European countries pledged to send weapons to Ukraine. Across the U.S., some Russian goods are facing a boycott. Governors in Utah, Ohio, and New Hampshire pulling Russian-made vodka off store shelves.
There's an executive order by New York Governor Kathy Hochul to review all investments and purchases from Russia.
And ensuring that anything related to companies headquartered in Russia or Russian state-sponsored entities, that they will cease immediately.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott is calling on retailers to remove all Russian products. And in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis, among even more governors, now severing economic and diplomatic ties with Russia.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ each halting trading of select Russian companies temporarily. An hour to the close, the Dow's down more than 400. Oil prices back over $96 a barrel. That won't help gas prices, already up 26 cents the past month.
When Carla Wilson saw prices well past $4 a gallon in Atlanta, her reaction?
I've been flipping out. Yeah, it's outrageous. It's crazy what we're paying for gas.
Up north, Boston has seen an 8-cent increase at the pump so far. Head west to California, you'll find prices closer to $5 a gallon.
Fox's Gernal Scott. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The pandemic still disrupting the airline industry. United slashing 17 routes to regional airports, blaming low demand and staffing shortages.
Smaller cities have been a casualty of the outbreak, with airlines cutting unprofitable markets. With United's new service changes, the carrier is only completely ending all routes in one city and will no longer be flying out of Alexandria, Louisiana, starting on June the 2nd.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Delta and American also cutting routes in recent months. Call a doctor without picking up the phone. Amazon launching a new partnership with Teladoc Health, allowing customers around the clock to tell Alexa they want to talk to a doctor, which will prompt a callback on the device from a Teladoc physician. The service will be for health issues that are not emergencies. Amazon already has programs to send prescription drugs and a care provider to patients who need an in-person visit. Its top competitors, including Walmart and CVS, add new healthcare services as well. History made at the SAG Awards as Troy Kotsur of Coda becomes the first deaf actor to be nominated and win an individual SAG award. Netflix's Squid Game, the first non-English language TV series to win one. But there were also some notable snubs.
With Coda among the night's big winners at the 28th Annual Screen Actors Guild Awards on Sunday, The Power of the Dog, House of Gucci, and Belfast were shut out. Other notable snubs include Kristen Stewart, whose work in Spencer did not get a SAG nomination. Meanwhile, House of Gucci's Lady Gaga and Being the Ricardos' Nicole Kidman losing the SAG Award for Best Actress to Jessica Chastain for her work in The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Will Smith winning his first SAG Award, scoring Best Actor for his role in King Richard, besting Benedict Cumberbatch's work in The Power of the Dog, who was also nominated in that category.
Fox's Lauren Faulkner recapping the sell-off, the Dow down 440. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.